The scripture says call. This wicked generation doesn't even do that. Say call for the elders. Hallelujah. You don't do that. It's a wicked generation. It's a faithless generation. It has no faith. And the reason why, because they've been shaped by a perverted mentality. You shape them with perversion, with corruption. A faithless, a deceitful. And there's nothing like a faithless one. Who wants a faithless husband, man, or faithless wife? One that is not committed to the standards of Almighty Yah. Who wants that? To say I got a husband, to say I got a wife, to use that expression is folly. Or a wife that is committed. And I'm quite sure, not quite sure, I'm absolutely sure she wants a husband man that is committed. And that is not unfaithful, but is faithful in the commitment. Unto Yah above all things and unto her. And if we're faithful in our commitment unto Yah, we will be faithful in our commitment unto one another. Sure we will. And because we're not faithful to Him, we're not faithful to anyone. If we are a friend, if we are friends of HaMashiach, you will know your friend, right? If you do what he commands you. And he commands us the Torah, the teachings of Yah. If you do that, you know your friend. Now, if you cannot be a friend of the one that has done a mighty work for you, how are you going to be my friend? Your friendship is platonic. It's based upon falseism. Well, I like Queenie because I like Sharon. That's not a friendship. It's platonic. With Jenny, because I'm Katara, that's my friend because she's my sister. It's platonic. That's new fire. And that's what you're basic upon. Those that have a familiar spirit. The reason we don't want to be a friend of Yah because His spirit is not familiar with that corrupt workings in us. Because you're going to be wounded by the friend, Yah. How much He is going to wound you? Yeah, how much He is going to wound you? How much He is going to wound you? He's going to tell you foul and corrupt. You're going to be wounded. And He's going to be faithful with the wounds. He's going to pierce you. We don't like that. So it doesn't make any difference whether I'm your friend. It really doesn't. I'm telling you the truth. What a friend I have in Yeshua. He's my friend. And if you're His friend, then you're my friend. If you love Him, then you'll love me. Hallelujah. And you will know you love Him when your mind cannot be removed away from Him. Hallelujah. When your mind and your thoughts are constantly upon Him, it gravitates to the Word of Yah. Some of you all, you don't even know when the last time you picked the book up and was inspired by it. But you pick up the magazines and the folly that continue to shape in the Yahshua discipline your corruption, your greed, and your lust. You might as well say hallelujah. You might as well say, oh man, truth preacher, I agree with you. Yah doesn't leave one stone unturned. Those old hard, stony things in your life, He turns them over. And that's the truth. That's the truth. Shaul, as he warns the brethren and the fellowship of Philippi, Philippians, chapter 2, verse 14. He warns us this, brothers and sisters. Please hear this. He says in Philippians 2:14. Do you have that? Say hallelujah. He says, do some things. A few things. When it comes to laboring, doing the floor of the dishes, working in the field, mowing the grass, running the cows, whatever, praying. He said, do some things. He said, do all things without murmuring and disputing, without fighting, Yah. That's what he says. For what reason? We are people that murmur. Was that the first thing that Israel did? They began to murmur, didn't they? Did they not begin to dispute with the matter of Yah, Moshe, and Aharon? Come on, pay attention. Don't worry about nothing else. Did not they begin to dispute Him? They began to murmur. This is Torah teaching. He said, do all things without murmuring and fighting or disputing. Why? That you may be blameless without spot. You may be harmless. Sons of Yah without spot. Look now. In the midst of a corrupt and perverse nation. This is a faithless and perverse generation. You will know you're part of it when you murmur and you complain. Well, you do all things with disputing and fighting against the word of Yah. So he tells us to do all things without murmuring. Do all things without disputing Yah. We dispute him. We see it in our daily practice. The wife will dispute the husband. The husband will dispute the wife. He will murmur at her. She will murmur at him. Come on, scripture says do some things without it. All things. He means what he says. I can't do it. And how much sure you can do it. Because you're in your damned of a corrupt mind, you can't do nothing. You're faithless. And he said in the midst of a faithless, a perverse, and corrupt generation. That's what HaMashiach says. Oh, faithless and perverse generation. He said, you will know you're in a faithless generation. Did they not murmur? Was not the wrath of Yah poured upon them? Did they not produce children of faithlessness? Sure they did. Children in whom there were no faith. Because they were crooked and perverted. And you will know that that spirit is in the midst. Anytime you find one that murmurs and complains or disputes, you know that they are faithless. You know that they are faithless. Do all things without murmuring and complaining. Is the world full of faith? Is the world full of faith? Do they murmur? Do they complain? Do they dispute about everything? Don't sit in your hypocrisy. So he warns you, do all things without murmuring and disputing or complaining. Do all things without murmuring and complaining. You murmur about the job. You murmur about the little salary. You are the Todaya. I was talking to Elder Martin. You know, he always, if I speak to him about any person, he reminds me, have you heard of this one or that one? I was speaking to this pastor, and he said, I have four children. My wife takes care of the children. She stays at home. And Yah blesses me on my salary to take care of them. I said, brother, you can do that. Live simple. Just live a simple life. You can take care of them. And the brother has such a bubbling spirit. He called me last night to let me know that he had safely arrived to his destination. But yet he has that confidence, even though he's a babe-like in the understanding of the things of Yah. There's a purpose and a willingness. It is love to press beyond tradition, beyond those barriers that prevented him from the power of this truth. And the thing that prevents you is your unfaithfulness unto Yah. You're not faithful. You're not committed. You're not dedicated to him. You're dedicated to flesh and to sin. And the purpose of your rebelliousness and your wicked ways. But when it comes to Yah, you become very hardened. You murmur. But Pastor Robert said that he doesn't know my daughter. She's a Jezebel. My son is a fine boy. He's a dog when he is. He just doesn't know. I know, yeah, the word discerned the very intent and the vileness of your wicked heart. Preacher Dave preached the word. That's what he preaches. So you do it all without murmuring and complaining. In the midst of this crooked, he calls it a crooked and perverse generation. That you may be blameless and harmless without spot in the midst of this crooked, perverse nation. Among whom you shine as what? You shine as what? A what? In the what? Now look at the person next to you and see if you see a light shining. Come on, hypocrites. You look at someone else. Now what you see in them is just what's in you. That's what you saw. For the light of HaMashiach must shine. It must shine. He is the light of the world. Was he the light of the world? And men hated the light because of their darkness. They didn't want their darkness to be reproved. And the reason you despise the light because you don't want the darkness of your damnable heart to be reproved. You don't want it to be exposed. For when the light shines, darkness is exposed. And so what you saw in your neighbor, that's what's in you. Oh, you answered in your own lamp. That's why I had you to do it that way. Hallelujah. We're such people of hypocrisy. Oh, you may think you got light in you, but when they saw you, say, need some light. Hallelujah. And of course, you may think you got light in you, but when they saw you, say, some light is missing. Sure it is. That you may be light. Do all things without murmuring. You don't murmur now. Thank you for being quiet. You don't dispute. Do all things without murmuring or complaining. You can do not some things, but you do all things that they, in the midst of this crooked and perverse nation. Are we in a crooked nation? Are we in a perverse nation? And you ought to shine as light in the midst of this world, that you shined, or the light of HaMashiach shine forth out of you. Shine, that your light shine as a light in this world. In this world. In this world. In the world. That even in the midst of this crooked world, that the light, the power of confidence in Almighty Yah, in Yahshua, will shine mightily in you. We don't have that today, brothers and sisters. We have a false ruah, a false spirit. It has been yashah by our own lust and deceit. We are faithless. That's why it's easy for us to do crooked things and to lie. That's why it's easy for us to do things of deception. Pretend one thing. It's almost like you're doing something and you think someone's going to catch you and you try to hide from them. You never done that. You don't want nobody to catch you doing what you're doing. You know it's perverse and wicked. It's a crooked thing. You know that. So you don't want nobody to catch you doing it. Can I tell you something? He that made you sees it. He that worked well, he that formed you sees it. He that watches over you, he sees it. You find a people that murmurs, dispute and complain. That is a wicked dog without faith. I say it that way. Even a dog, the dogs desire the crumbs that fall from the table. A true dog will get the crumbs, will it not? You don't believe that? Throw just a little crumb of bread to my dogs over there and see if they will not eat up the bread. If you do not believe that, just throw just a morsel of bread out there and see if they will eat it. They will find the crumb and they will lap it up. Even the dogs, yes, HaMashiach. But even the dogs desire the crumbs. Even the dogs desire the crumbs. We don't even want the crumbs. We're beyond the dog state. We don't even want the crumbs. We don't even want what falls from the table of Yah. We want to eat from the table of vomit, wickedness, the table of the world. And that's why we are sickly. We have not produced the very power of His Ruah. We haven't. A sick tree will never produce any fruit. A cankered, diseased tree will never produce anything. And we are a cankered people. And we better go back to the days of ancient, where the true Ima, the Ishi of Yah, got on their faces and prayed. Instead of twiddling your wicked thumbs. But the men of Yah labored. And after the weary day, they were able to get before Yah and pray. We don't want to do that. You look for excuses not to pray. You take the little smallest of things and say, I can't go to prayer. You're wicked. We're in a time where you need to be praying. We need the tefillah of Yah. And the tefillah begins with the confession and the opening of one's lamp. That Yah is merciful unto you today. And so there, it is not the real test. That's why we don't do it. You go out to Walmart and you miss prayer. You go out to Pay Dollar Store. And there's no pressing to come to pray. I'm talking to you hypocrites. I don't take nothing back. You labor all day, man, and your mind doesn't gravitate to Yah. There's no emunah. You're that faithless. Your thought is not on Yah. You look at what Yah, your sons, your daughters, your wife, yourself, and that, and not told her Yah, something is sick in your mind. It's a wicked generation. It doesn't want to pray. And because you have no mind trained to pray, you can't pray. You can't pray. Even the old Baptist women, they will go, if one was sick among them, they will walk miles and they will go pray. This Jezebel spirit today, full of lust, damnable wickedness. This whoredom among the men, there is no perseverance of prayer. And the reason why, because there is no emunah. There is no faith. You can get upset all you want to, it makes no difference.
There are many people that write to me and say, Pastor Roberts, I was upset with you. I didn't like what you said. That's all right. I love what Yahweh says because it refines me. It perfects me. It matures me. It shapes me. It molds me. I like everything what he says because everything he says, is it cuts. The word of Yah is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword. So it's going to cut. And if it doesn't cut you, then it's nothing. So he intends to cut you. He intends to cut you. Hallelujah. He intends to cut you. We just don't like to see our conditions and where we are. Show me where I am, y'all. I won't murmur about that. I will not complain. You show me where I'm at. Whereby we've missed the marker. Yet in the midst of this great, in the grace, in this midst of this crooked, perverse generation, when it seemed as though all hope is gone, Yah says, now I want you to pray. And see what we pray. He said, I want you to pray. Come on, hypocrites. He said, I want you to pray. Not this false thing you call praying. We've done enough of that. Hallelujah. You're not eager to do it, brothers and sisters. You're not eager to pray. You're not eager, as David said, I was Gilad. There was an expression that came out of me when they said, let us go into the bayat of Yah. That's what he said. You're slothful. You don't walk with any expectation. And you don't look for anything. Because you're faithless. A man that knows, he says that, David says that, I was glad when they said it's Yah's time. You're not glad to enter into his presence. Because you're faithless and you don't believe you enter there. You have that you have that same melancholy look. You never change. The word of Yah never excites you. You're dead. You're pale. You're ashy looking. What Yah says doesn't excite you. You let someone begin to utter some kind of folly, and you will light up a crooked and perverse generation. Let it be said about this one, or let it be said about Pastor Roberts. You won't talk about someone, talk about me. I don't mind. Please. Hallelujah. You want to lambaste someone? I don't care if you lambaste me. Do it. I mean that. Hallelujah. But then their faces will light up with excitement. They will open their mouths. Yah said, let everything that have breath open his mouth to him. See, you that have no life or the power of the life of our Mashiach, you don't have the breath of Yah. That's why you can't do it. That's why you can't do it. Do you hear me? But something silly, some of y'all see a little child, go, some of y'all look over there and you go, ignorant jackass. You some the silly thing a child does, that draws your attention. But the word of Yah doesn't captivate you. You're stupid. His people are selfish. They don't know the way of Yah. Some stupid captivates you. And the word of Yah doesn't cause your bosom to rise with great expectation and excitement. But some little childlike stupid thing. Oh, that's so cute. Look what he did. Gotcha, huh? Intend to. I no problem with that. Hallelujah. Look down at the baby sleeping. The baby go. And they go. When it comes to Yah, it's nothing that you're dead, twice dead. Plucked up from the root because there's no love of Yah. Hallelujah. I don't care if it scar your mama, your daddy, you. I'm talking to you, though. I don't back down. Not one bit. Yet the things of Yah do not bring about the fullness of his life. And the reason why, because the power of Hamashiach is not in you. And that's the truth. Habakkuk. He says here in chapter 2, verse 1. He said, first of all, I will stand upon my watch. And I will station myself upon the tower. I will stand in Almighty Yah. And will watch to see what Yah He shall say to me. And what I shall answer when I am reproved, when He correct me. Now this is the Nabi speaking. He's going to correct me. He's going to correct Israel. He says, and Yah answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables that he may run that read it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and lie not, though it tarry. He said, though it tarry. He said, wait for it, because it will surely come. Yah says, I will not tarry. He says here in verse 4, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. Your ruah is not right. He said, but the just shall live by his, by the emunah, the faith of Yah, that is given every man the measure to trust and to believe the power of Torah that is written in Israel for the just. For the tzaddikah shall live by the emunah. They shall live by his, by Yahweh's emunah. The world tells you today you have your faith, right? Everyone has their own faith. They have their faith in God's. And they don't even have faith. Because faith is a great substance. It's an expectation of what we hope for. Although we don't see it, we know that it is true. And the word of Yah is not true and dear to us. The word of Yahweh is not true and dear to his people. When something is true, if you take one. Can I show you an example in the natural? If you go out and you take care of the gardens or the plants and the trees, you do it right. You prune the trees properly. You fertilize the plant. And even when the abundance of fruit come, actually you're supposed to go out and take some of the ones that are immature off so that the weight of the tree will be balanced. You tend to purge even another time. And you let that true fruit just drop to the ground. And when you let that drop to the ground, then that's the process of Yah. Then what happens? The bugs and all of the mites and things that will attack your tree, it does that. That's the true concept of Yah. And it works every time. So you allow that to happen and it falls to the ground. And the bugs and everything will consume that and you will have fruit. And so when we are tended to and pruned by the word of Yah, it will produce this blossoming life that brings forth the abundance of fruit of Yah. And faith is a fruit of Yah. Faith, emunah, is a fruit of Yah. And we don't have that in our lives. This whore, this corrupt Jezebel has polluted us and corrupted us, made us perverted. We're twisted. Our thinking is twisted. Our thoughts are twisted. And we say, Yah gave us, He gave us these mitzvah. And we say that we can take this one out and that one out. It's crazy. It's just sick as hell. That's what Shaitan did, didn't he? Did he take a little of the words out? Well, he has many names. Lies he has won. He has one name. One. And though it shall wait, it shall tarry. You just wait. That's why know the trying of our emunah. It brings forth where it worketh patience. And that waiting is to endure and say, Yah, I will not complain. Although I may not see it in the physical, I know that it's true. Hallelujah. There were 10 that were sick, that had leprosy. And he said, go show yourself. As you go, as they went, they were healed. And only one returned. Only one. The spoken word of Yah healed. Because even though that they had no faith, Hamashiach knew the power of that word. Because we have no faith. We have no faith to lay hands on the sick. We have no faith to pray for one another. We try to remedy and reason. And the remedy of Yah is in the power of prayer. That's where the results come. When a man gets on his knees and pray. When he has the moon out to pray. We don't have faith to pray because we get weary, don't we? our own knees. We can sit on our butts all day long until you hear some folly, can't we? Until your hips began to hurt the pains, you can sit on an old hard chair bench and listen to some kind of damnable trash or watch some kind of foolish episode. When it comes to Yahweh, you have no endurance, no patience, no ability to sit and to wait and see what the vision shall be. He said, the vision is but for a time. Just wait. Just endure. Don't murmur. Say, yeah, you haven't done it. Say, yeah, he is able. There's nothing impossible with Almighty Yahweh. If you can believe, there's nothing impossible. Do we truly believe? That's the whole question. Do we believe? Do we truly believe? Do we challenge your own life? Do you truly believe? Or is it just some kind of habitual way that we've been walking, and yet because there's no results there, and we really don't see the great results, we just continue to go that way? It's almost like one says that they're losing weight and they're eating a certain diet and they still look the same. Well, it's not working. Come on here, somebody. It's not working. The word of Yahweh works, and it works out of us too. Yeah, it's going to work the trash out of us. Work on me, Yah. That should be your prayer. That should be your constant prayer. Work on me. Cleanse me, mold me, shape me. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and shape me. And he says, I bring my yasha, my discipline, to shape, mold, and form your mind to the same mind of HaMashiach. And the first thing we do when he began to mold is we get upset. Well, I don't like that part right there. Take that off. You know, many years ago, I used to get my hair cut. And there was a man, his name was Ronnie Kennard. And he used to tell me, he said, nah, he said, I'll show you the best looking haircut on you. Come on, preacher. This look very nice on you. Now, he would cut my hair. I said, well, take a little here, take a little there. Take a little bit off. He said, nah, that ain't you. Your head shape, the way you look, this right here is going to work for you. Now, this man, come on, he had cut hair 30 years. He had some wisdom of cutting hair. And, of course, when he would cut it, I would say, man. But when I would look at myself, I would say, man, that really, that's all right. I like that. I really like that. Hallelujah. So Yahweh has prepared the way, hasn't it? Doesn't he know what it's going to take for us to finish the way? You're not going to finish this with emotions or feelings. We didn't begin it on that. It's going to be done by his emunah. Without that, we're not going to please him. Hallelujah. We know that the trying of our emunah, it works the patience of Yah. It does. And we know that even in the trying or the end of our emunah is our salvation. Receive ye the end of your emunah, even your salvation. And that's what we're looking to receive. Are you not? I am. Scripture says in Yochanan, look at this now. I want you to hear this. Yochanan, John 20:26. Hear this as I read it. I want to see if our minds are sharp enough to catch this. He says, HaMashiach, he says to unbelieving Thomas, Yochanan 20:26. It says, and after 8 days again, his Talmudim, his disciples, were within. Now they were within, right? Hear me, please. They were within. And Thomas with them. Listen to this. Then came Yeshua, the door being shut. And he stood in the midst of them, and he says, Shalom Eliashim, Shalom be with you. Now, that's what it says, right? The door was shut. They were sitting there. He came in without opening the door. And he stood in the midst of them. Now, that alone is profound. You know what a mighty work there. You would think that they all would have been awestruck, wouldn't they? We're not awestruck at what Yah does. We can't even look at a blade of glass and say, grass and say, my, what is this? We can't look at the beauty of the flower. My vision is not like it used to be. And I understand that we're getting older. And there are times I look at the flowers when Sister Wendy, those flowers like that, in the early stages, the brightness and the brilliance of the beauty of the color, even though my eyes are losing some of its strength, you can still see the beauty of it. And then when I put on my spectacles and I look at that, my, just the beauty of the colors is so rich and so deep that it causes my love just, my, what a beautiful thing Yah has done. What a great thing.
And so you will think that they sinned as they were said, my, nobody but Yah could do this. But look at this in verse 27. Then said Hamashiach to Thomas, he says, reach your finger and see my hands. He said, and reach here your hand and thrust it in my side. He said, I want you to do this. For what reason? He says, look what he says now, carefully. And be not faithless. Be not twisted. Be not wicked and deceitful. Is that what he says? He says, be not. My. Oh, Thomas, boy, he doesn't realize, Thomas, what Yah had done for him. He said, and be not faithless. And Thomas answered and said to him, my master and my mighty one. What he said, I believe you. Told the Yah that I'm not faithless. How much he said, be not faithless. Don't be a part of this generation. That's what he said, be not. Be not faithless. Don't be twisted. Your mind distorted. Don't be deceived. Be not faithless. But believing. Believe Yah. Trust Yahweh. Believe what he says. And Thomas said unto him, ah yes, my mighty ruler and my mighty one. He said, I trust you. But what Yahweh says to us, it is not perverted. All the words of the mouth of Yahweh, they are tzedekah. They are righteous. They are not perverted words. And there is nothing forward or perverse or wicked in what Yah says. All the words of his mouth, they are righteous. So without faith, it's impossible to believe him, to please him. Is not perverted, brothers and sisters. We better begin to challenge this corrupt, faithless, perverse mentality that we have. That we have no confidence in Yah. We don't believe him. We don't trust him for the minuscule things. We have no confidence in him at all. Let us go back to the Bereshit when he made us and formed us by his hands. Before the foundation of the world was ever formed, he knew you. He had established a purpose. He knew exactly the ordeals and every trial that would afflict you. You count the trials, even the diverse trials that shall try you, brothers and sisters. We know that it will produce the emunah of Yah. We count them all joy. What are the trials? You say, you give great praises unto Yah. It's a great trial, but you still give great praises unto Yah. Because when you do that, he knows you trust him. He knows that you have confidence in him. Because he said, I made you. And if you trust that, you believe that, then there's nothing impossible that I cannot do. Because we've allowed our minds to be shaped. And the Yasha of the world, this perverse generation, to shape our minds, to mold us, to doubt Yah, to question Yah, not to see his expectation, not to look to Yah. And that's what it has done to us. That's what it has done. The first thing that Israel did, they began to look to the world when he had brought them out mightily. And they began to resort back to the world, Egypt, Mizraim, to look to them. And that's what we do. We look to Egypt. We look for Egypt to everything, for our emotional stability, for our strength. And it ought not to be. Our help comes from Almighty Yahweh. That's where our help comes from. It doesn't come from the world. Yahweh says here in Ma'ashi Shalishim, the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 28. He says to the remnant, Acts 20, 28, he said, take heed therefore to others. Acts 20, Shalishim, I'm sorry. He said, take heed to the others. To who? Now do you literally take heed to yourself? He said, take heed, observe yourself. Observe your ways, take heed to yourself. And to all the flock over which the Ruach HaKodesh has made you overseer, to feed the congregation of Yah which he has purchased with his own dam. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter among you, and sparing, and not sparing the flock.
Also of your own selves shall men arise. They shall rise speaking, look now, perverse things. A faithless and perverse generation. That's what it speaks. And it calls your faith, because you hear, because you allow their words to shape your mind and your thoughts. He said they will arise speaking perverse things to draw away Talmudim, disciples, after them. And that is what the enemy does. Did not Shaitan do that in the beginning? Did he not draw away the host or three quarters of Hashemayim after him? He began to speak perverse things. He said, therefore, you must do this. What? And remember, by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn. 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 And I warn you, he said, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Now, he warned them a matter of that strength and character. Night and day with tears. And they still fell. Do you not believe that we need a greater warning in this hour? Don't we need the warning of Yah? We need to be warned. He said, but I know when I leave grievous wolves, I know men are going to rise with perverse teachings. They're faithless teachings. And that's what this Christendom, this whore has done today. You can have what you want and got the people under bondage. They're bound. They're not free. How much you make one free, they're free. Did they give them these programs how to get out of debt? That's not so. It's not of Yahweh. You can't serve two masters. And that's what they're trying to do. He said, and now, brothers, I commend you to Yah and to the word. Listen now. And to the word of his free unmerited love and favor. Why? Because which is able to build you up. That's what it's going to take to build you up. Not your foolishness, your frivolity, not your storylines and your gossiping, not your murdering, your muttering, your murmuring and complaining, your disputing. He said the word of Yah is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them that are kodash, those that are set apart. And that's what the word of Yah does. It builds us up. We have an expectation. The reason we don't trust Yah because we're not looking for anything. We're looking for what the enemy says unto Mashiach. Bow down and worship me. I give you the kingdoms and all of the honor of them. Everything that you think is wonderful, I give that to you. That's what he has done with this wicked world. He's given them everything that they think is plentiful. I was listening to Elder Basil last night. And he said, you know, brothers, I want to say this, that even here in the prison house, he said, I see the guards, the COs coming in. He said, and they look so miserable. And they, you know, and you talk to them and they like, man, it's just so miserable. He said, I believe, even though I'm in here, but I tell you, I got more shalom and more comfort than them, even though they got everything in the world. And that is the truth. They're miserable. They're beat down. They're trodden down. Elamar was telling one of the formers or the owner about this website. And he went on the website, he went back to the old man, he said, I want to talk to you. And he said, Elamar, he said, you know, that's right. You know what he was actually saying? I like that. When a man can stand with his brother, with pure ahava, that he has confidence that he can trust one another, and then their concern is for one another. That's a beautiful thing, brothers and sisters. The world will never do that. A woman who came out another day, the C.J. Lamb, she said to Brother Dale that she couldn't believe the place. Hallelujah. I can't believe it at times either. As I walked this morning, I said, no, it's you, Yah. It's not about things. It's not the things. It's the right Ruah. You had a shallow, false man here that covet after the servant gold. It will be a corrupt place. That's why Shaul says, I have not covet no man silver or gold or his apparel. He said, I've not covet that. I've not been greedy for things. I've not wanted things. I have not desired things. Brother Paul Nissan said to me, he called me the other day, and I bless Yah for the young man because his Ruah is genuine. He's a sincere brother, and I know he is. And he called me the other day and said, Pastor Robert, he said, all that I own is in two suitcases. He said, but when I met you, and I've been to homes of preachers that they allowed me in, that their lives are opulent, and what they have is just beyond descriptive superlatives. It's beyond that.
Ramana's confidence in Yahweh, he has the emunah, he knows that this life is a temporal thing, and he labors to enter into the kingdom. He wants to see the end of his emunah, which is salvation. That he may stand in the presence of his Yah, and that he may honor HaMashiach, because he knows that this is the Yahshak of Almighty Yah. I'm laboring to enter into his presence. He said, I know what's going to arise and what's going to overtake you. But you be strong in the emunah and do not give up. We must be a people of emunah and not faithless. When you have no faith, you are perverted. You are wicked. You are lawless. And the only way it's going to come is not coming by your folly and frivolity. I want to show us something here as I wind down here in Romea. Romans chapter 10, verse 14. Shaul says, how then shall they call on Yahweh, him in whom they have not believed? How can one call upon Yah and they have not even believed in his name? And he tells us to believe in his name. How can they call on him? This deathbed salvation is full of lies. How do you call upon one you have not even believed? And how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? They have not heard him declared among them. How can they believe? And how can they hear without a preacher? Now that's what the world wants to remove, the Ruach today. They say, well, you don't need anyone. That's a lie from hell. You need those that have been sent. He said, I will give you pastors after my own lamb. And they will feed you with knowledge, and they will feed you with understanding of whom I am. Not everyone is as corrupt as you. Not everyone is corrupting themselves like you. Moshe did not corrupt himself like they did. Aharon. There were elders in the midst. They were not corrupt like that. He said, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the message of Shalom and bring the glad tidings of tough things. But they have not all obeyed the message. There are you that will obey and you that will not obey this message today. But they have not all obeyed the message. For Yeshaya, Isaiah says, Yahweh, who has believed or had faith in our report? Who has believed the record of Almighty Yahweh? So then, emunah, the faith of Yah, comes by hearing. Is that not how the enemy brings his faithlessness to you? That you're hearing the folly, the murmuring, and the complaining? You muttering and this idolatry form against your brothers and sisters? Isn't that not how faithlessness comes? We should not be a part of this corrupt, pervert generation, perverted. He said then, you must understand the faith, the emunah of Yah comes by hearing Shema, by understanding, perceiving what the man of Yah says. And hearing, and the only way you're going to develop hearing is by the word of Yah being spoken unto you. You will not have emunah unless you can hear. And you must be able to hear, brothers and sisters. That is why the enemy has caused your mind to be removed away from hearing the word of Yah, to hearing folly and frivolity, to hearing that spirit that mutters and complains and dispute, instead of hearing the spirit of Yah that speaks unto us the word of Yah. And that is what the Ruach does. It reminds us of what is written in our lev. And what is written is the Torah, the dynamics of truth of Yah in the inward parts of the lev of Yisrael. That is what is written. And when we are not hearing that, then we become faithless. If you hear anything beside the word of Yah, you're becoming faithless. We allow our minds, our opinions, we allow the dictates of the world to speak to us. We become a faithless. We become distorted and crooked and corrupt. We become deceitful, full of lies. We will do any kind of vile, deceitful, wicked thing. We will. We must hear the word of Yah. And the word of Yahweh is sharp and powerful, isn't it? Than any two-edged sword. So the hearing or the shaping of our hearing come by the word of Yah. And we know the word of Yahweh is sharp and powerful. So it cuts that fat dullness away. It exposes you and show you that you don't have the ability to hear and what you do need to hear. Hallelujah. I want to close here with a few verses. Just hear this. It says in the book of Wisdom,
It says this in 1:3. For perverse thoughts, this is a perverted and crooked generation. For the perverse thoughts separate men from Yahweh. And when his power is tested, it convicts the fool. Because wisdom will not enter into a deceitful generation, a people. This is a corrupt and perverse generation. It's wicked. So the wisdom of Yah is not in this generation. And that is the experience that we have with our Abba. Nor dwell in the body of one enslaved to sin. The wisdom of Yah will not dwell in one who is just a chronic defier of the Torah of Yah. We can think what we want to, but it will not dwell there. And Shaul concludes here in Ibrahim, Hebrews, listen, chapter 3:12, hear what it says. He said, take heed, Yisraelite brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil love of unbelief in departing from the living Abba. That's an evil spirit. A faithless heart is an evil thing. It departs from the discipline, the yasha of the Torah. And when you depart from that, that's an evil, wicked heart of unbelief. You find yourself departing from the truths of Yah. Where there is no emunah, there's an evil, wicked heart there. And you may think that it is a nice heart, but it's evil. And it's wicked. It is one of faithless. It is a heart of unbelief. And it's a wicked heart. And that is what this perverse, wicked generation has done. It has shapen the heart not to believe Yah, not to trust Yahweh, not to believe in the witness and the truth of Yahshua HaMashiach. And so you got these perverse teachings that are drawing men away unto these doctrines and disciplines that produce nothing at all. Without the emunah of Yah, you can never please Him. And we that are the people of Yah, we must go back to the ancient days and see how they were brought through the midst of the chaotic demise of hell, whereby their emunah arose to stand against the occasion that rose up against them. And we must be gathered at one place. We must be gathered in our unbelieving heart. And the way we rectify that is by the word of Yah that shapes and molds our heart. It will mold it and make it. That Yah, the Ru'ah of Yah, can dwell there. That we will have emunah to believe Him. And then in that we will please our Abba. May He strengthen us all today. May He cause His word to judge us. If it condemn us, then bless Yah. That will cause you to become contrite. You fall before Him. That He will bring deliverance unto Israel. We do not want to be a part of this generation. We will not murmur and complain. Because this generation is one that is faithless. It is a corrupt, perverted generation. It has no faith of Yah. It doesn't love Yahweh. And we cannot allow that seed to enter into our love, because we will become unbelieving. And there is not much faith today. When He comes, will He find emunah? Will He find them waiting? Will He find them tarrying? Waiting, enduring without murmuring or speaking against Him for the promises that He has promised unto Israel. What are we waiting for? Is it something that is false? Or is it real? Is it something that we can anchor our being and our souls in? Or is it something that is just fictitious and false? I trust the living Word today. For me to live is HaMashiach. For me to die is the gain, the kingdom, my salvation, and the presence of Almighty Yah. I will trust in His word. I will live by the strength of His truth. And I will abide in what He teaches and commands me to walk in. That must be our desire today. Because if it isn't, we become a part of this wicked, corrupt generation, faithless, this evilness in our hearts that rises up that we have no belief in Yah. And don't tell me we haven't allowed that spirit, that evil heart of unbelief, that we depart from what He says and we try to remedy things on our own. We try to bring about a resolution. I'm quite sure none of us have ever done that. An evil heart of unbelief in departing from the truth, the emet of Torah. That's why, my brothers and sisters, I warn us, don't think that we are something that we're truly not. Hallelujah. Let every man think less of himself and esteem the other. That's the best way to go. Hallelujah. I have brothers tell me, Pastor Roberts, I'm telling you, I haven't heard it like this or that. I say, no, brother, there are many brothers out there. The enemy has done a magnificent job to keep them separated. There are men out there that are very dynamic and very powerful in the Word of Yah. And they speak the truth of Yah without any compromising at all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because they have the witness of Yahshua. And any man that has the witness of Yahshua, the Word of Yah, it produces the fruit of our Abba. May He strengthen you all. May He bless you, you that are listening. May He bless you. Come on, Brother Patrick. I want to just play me a little something. So if I want you to, come on, Deacon Benny, Deacon Horn. Brother Dale, you and your wife, bring little Jayla. We're going to pray for her. Come on, Elder Martin. But David, come on up with me. Hallelujah. We're going to trust Yah. The world says that there is no way. And Yah says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. And only thing we have to do is just believe. Do you all hear that? He did not say you had to move a mountain. He did not say you had to tear down a hill. He did not say you had to open up. Come on, Elder Wyman. He did not say you had to open up the Hashemiah. He said, but if thou canst believe, if you just believe. Come on, we're going to pray a supper prayer. We can just believe. Hallelujah. You don't have to give a $100,000 offering. What a simple formula. If thou canst believe. If you can just believe. Can you believe Yah today? We can believe every kind of vile thing, but can we believe Him? He said, if thou canst. Do you hear that? I hope our maker says, if thou can believe. If you simply can't believe. You don't have to do it. If you just believe. If you can believe, then all things are possible. Come on, brothers and sisters. Don't let the enemy take that away from you. It doesn't take anything to believe you all. Just believe Him. But the battles He missed, just believe Him. I don't know which way to turn, just believe what He says. If you can believe, if we can believe today. Man says no, but Yah says believe. I believe Him. Hallelujah. I believe Him. Hallelujah. I believe what He says. I don't need no proof. He said, just believe what I say. Come on, brothers and sisters. He said, if you just can't believe the simplicity of what I say, just believe me. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, brothers. We're going to lay hand on this little child. Hallelujah. Ah, yes. Yahshua, come on, mama. Lay your hands up here. Ah, yes. For your word is true, Yah. You said that there is no perverse thing in your words, not one word. We come before you humbly today. You said there be one sick. Now that is what you commanded, Yah. Let them call up for the elders. We come before you. We lay our hands upon this child by Buna. Hallelujah. We believe you, Yah. As you open up the Red Sea for Israel to escape, we pray that you open up every cavity in this child and the healing power of our Abba rest upon her. Yes, Yah, we know that you can do it. Help our unbelief, Yahweh. We have wrestled and struggled, Yahweh. We need your help today. We need your mighty power in the midst, Yah. That you move it about your way, Yahweh. And we lay hands in Yahshua's mighty name. We stand with faith. Two or three are gathered. We are gathered in your name. We know that you're in the midst, Almighty Yah. Your healing power. Hallelujah. We are not of this perverse, crooked generation. We have a more to believe you. You said we have faith of a grain of a mustard seed, Yah. We can say to this mountain, be thou plucked up and cast into the sea of forgiveness. So we curse this mountain in our mind, Yahweh. That we curse it that is dry up in Yeshua's mighty name. Let it be cast into the midst of the sea. Shall tell you a liar, no doubt. Shall penetrate, we believe today. And we trust you, Yahweh. We trust you, Yahweh. We trust you, Yeshua's mighty name. Your healing, Yah. Your healing. We trust you for it. We believe you, Yah. Be thou healed, Yeshua's mighty name. I believe it, Yah. I don't care what man says. You says, your word says to us, let Yah be true. In every man, every physician, you're a liar. Hallelujah. Heal, Yah, curse it. Dry it up in Yeshua's name. All of our motor skills, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Yah. Restore this child. Restore, I pray, the confidence of this house, Israel. For Avatara, I am a Yah. Just restore them, I pray. Draw the tears, let them be rejoicing. For we trust in our power. We know the healing power of our Yah. Let it be so that your name, Yah, will be honored among heathens, and then they will give your name the honor. For this work can only be done by you, Yahweh. Not by us as mere men. We just simply pray by faith. And we trust you. And we believe you, Yah. Be thou healed in Yeshua's mighty name. For you declare by his stripes are we healed. And this child is healed in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strengthen, I pray. Hallelujah. Restore this mother, Yah. Cause your restoration, Yah. Draw the tears of a lamb, Yah. Let her know that all. Yes, hallelujah. Let her know that all is well, Yahweh. I pray, hallelujah. Trust his Avad, Yah. And strengthen him that he know that all is well. That even in the battles, she is healed. And your strength rests upon them, I pray. In Yeshua's name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. And give Yah the praises, hallelujah. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ah, yes, she is healed, Yah. Hallelujah, way, hallelujah. Ah, yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thine healing in the midst of this house, Yah. Touch everyone that needs to be restored, Yah. In Yeshua's mighty name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ah, yes. Ah, yes. Rise and be healed. Hallelujah. Rise and be healed. In the name of Yeshua. Come on, let Emuna rise in your soul. Come on, rise and be healed. In the name of Yeshua. Let the faith of Yah rise in your soul. Come on. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. Every ailment, every sickness, Yah, we curse. Every pain this day, Yahshua's mighty name, for the healing of Israel. For you declare that the bread, the healing is the bread of Israel. We eat the healing bread today. Everyone that's listening that need to be healed, Yah, their bodies, we pray for the healing. Restore them. Hallelujah, way. Touch them, I pray. Heal them, I pray. The brothers that need healing here, Yah. Touch Brother Sean, Brother Dover. Touch Brother James. Touch Sister Robert's leg. Sister Dad, Mother Francis, and Sister Horn, all of us. Touch my body, Yah, everyone. Oh, yes, Yah. Touch your people, Yah. Heal them once again. Heal your people once again, Yah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We shall wait upon you. We're going to wait, Yah. For the vision is for time. And we shall wait on you, Yah. For the healing, we wait by Emunah on you, Yah. Hallelujah. Little Omega, Yahweh, touch and heal her. We wait on you, Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ah, yes. Hallelujah. For we are healed. For we are healed by the bread of HaMashiach, the living bread. Oh, yes. We claim the healing of Yah. Oh, yes. Rise and be healed. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Yah. Torah Yah. Hallelujah. 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 Take away every fear, Yah. Every fearful heart, yes. Remove it, I pray, Yahweh. The fears of the heart, Yahweh, remove them. Every fear, Yah, I pray. Remove the fears, Yah, hallelujah. Ah, yes, your healing, Yah, every fear, every doubt, Yahweh, Yahshua's mighty name, hallelujah. For your healing is real, Yahweh, the power of your healing is real in Yahshua's mighty name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Yah. Hallelujah. 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 Rise and be healed. Oh, yes. Let the faith of Yah rise. Let the weak say we're strong. We've been weak in our emunah, but we stand in the strength of Yah's faith, of His faith. We stand in His faith. We stand in His faith. We stand in His faith today. We have failed you, Yah, but we stand in your faith. We have had unbelief, Yah, but we stand in your faith. We have doubted you, Yah. We have been faithless, but we stand in the faith of Yah this day. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to trust Yah. We're going to trust Almighty Yah for His mighty works. For the vision is for the time. We shall wait upon our Abba. We're going to receive the power of Almighty Yah. We shall wait. We shall trust in Him. Hallelujah. We shall not waver in our faith. We shall not waver regardless of how circumstances may seem. We're not going to waver. 3 days and three nights He got up. We're not going to waver. The tomb cannot hold HaMashiach. Death cannot hold us. We are the sons of Yah. He said, if you eat this word, you eat this body of Yahshua, you shall live and not die. We will not allow the faith of Yah to die. We will pray the prayer of Emunah, and we shall believe Yahweh. In this hour, we shall wait upon Him. Hallelujah. We will not allow the doubt to creep in. We will not allow the faithfulness to overtake our mind. We will not murmur unto Yah. We shall esteem Him and exalt Him mightily. In Yahshua's mighty name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Bless them, Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We told Yah for all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May Yah bless you all. Sister Robert, do you feel like singing that song for me? That song that we sang out there, and we're going to close with that song. Can you sing? I want to hear Brother Charles sing today. I have him on next year, but all right. I love his singing. The song that we went out there to Pastor Robertson, I heard from him on this week, and he has just gotten back from the Philippines, and he said to me, Pastor Roberts, they've been fellowshipping with this group for 25 years. And in this letter, he said, Pastor, when I went there, I couldn't believe I had never experienced the tilt of poverty and such poor people. But there's one thing in this letter, but yet they have a great resolve and a love for the truth of Yah in the midst of all of that poverty. He was just overwhelmed by it. He had never been there. And they've been supporting the group there 25 years. I said to a man the other day, he called me from a walk. I said, man, every time he called me about a scripture in Lucas. And when I explained the scripture to him, he said, man, that's Pastor Robert. I said, brother, I want to tell you something. Why don't you send an offering? You listen to me all the time, don't you? Yes, sir. You send an offering. I said, I don't need you, man. We don't need this offering. But there are folks out there, they listen. And there will be someone write them and say, well, Pastor Roberts, and they will send some, they will do it in a self-righteous way, but they'll send the offering to help. How many people online back there, brother? Give me your hand, show me. Last week we had 20 people. And they will listen, they're extortionists, what Shaul calls them. They rob, they steal, they're thieves. They're fed. And they don't even consider. I said, man, send an offering that we may help those brothers in Africa, brothers in India, wherever they are, that they may hear. And we may have another outlet that they may hear. But they don't care. Now, folks have been listening to this broadcast for years and will not send one. Like them Jezebels that came here and left. They still listen. Prostitutes. May Yah bless you all. You that are listening, may He bless you all. We know that Pentecost is coming soon, and we're going to have a wonderful, great time here. Come on and be with us. Yah bless you. We're going to close. Sister Robert's going to sing this song, and we're going to dismiss. Yah bless you all. Come on, sister. To our feet. You, our friends that are listening by the live stream, may Yah barak you today. May this day present unto you the shalom of our Abba, Yahshua. In all things, we do barak you, our Abba. We tell you for this Shabbat, Shabbaton, rest. Give your people comfort and protection. And pray your strength upon the house of Israel here, and all of us, and those scattered abroad, brothers and sisters, that we have never had contact with in every nation, under every form of government, but yet under the government of your Torah. We barak you for them all and keep them and strengthen them, I pray. For we ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. Yisrael cried, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.